Radio Free Cybertron presents The Adventures of Rob Clay, Toy Detective.
So, naturally, in the wake of SDCC, there's a lot of interesting information going around, and I think, taken all together, it tells a story. But let me double back just a little bit. This year, in February at Toy Fair, we got shown a pair of Titans Return box sets. They were marked as being part of two of the four modern tech spec stats, in this case, speed and strength. Naturally, between this and some leaks earlier in the year, we assumed that two further box sets for Fire Blast and Intelligence would be coming. We found out at SDCC via Q&A, they're not. But it seems like that the product intended for them is. First off, we found out that the other two Legends, the counterparts to the two clones we'd gotten so far, will be available soon as a Walgreens exclusive. But beyond that, this past week, we got a formal announcement for Titans Return RC. She's a pretty good candidate for a box set figure herself, being a light remold of an existing figure. But what cinches it is the inclusion of a diecast Ultra Magnus Titan Master. The diecast is a giveaway too, but we also found out via the really cool Trypticon poster that turns into a cereal box that was given away at SDCC that Ultra Magnus is the Titan Master of Ultimate Intelligence. So yeah, he was supposed to be the centerpiece of one of these box sets. Okay, now that in and of itself doesn't point to anything bigger going on. But we got one more piece of information, and like some of the best pieces of information we've gotten recently, we got it by accident. The photos of RC that were sent to the TF Wiki were all labeled HTC Collectors Club. We found out via IO9 that RC is not a Hascon exclusive, she is a first access toy. So, put it all together, and what you've got is a bunch of abandoned box set toys, and a collector's club in need of exclusives. So, my thought is that the cancellation of these other two box sets is not based really on sales. I mean, the Combiner Wars box sets were clearance pretty heavily, and the Titans Return things are not as good a fit for a box set because the Combiner Wars stuff was divided into logical teams. Whereas it's pretty common in the Titans Return box sets to have just one or two things you want and a bunch more you don't. As a matter of fact, I'm getting just Magnus Prime from XV when he gets his box set. So this Collector's Club idea just makes a lot more logical sense all around. It lets Hasbro sell these figures directly to the people who want them, as opposed to people, you know, scraping pre-orders from Toys R Us or BBTS. And it gives them a much higher chance of not overproducing and having to clearance these things. And it lets people shop for these things a la carte instead of having to buy $100 worth of toys at once. Plus, if RC's price is any indicator, with RC and Magnus being a suggested retail price of $25, that is really good for a Collector's Club exclusive, which I'm sure you know if you've been following like the last 10 years of BotCon. So, yeah, that is what I'm deducing from all of this. The Titans Return box sets were scrapped in favor of a series of exclusives for the new Transformers Collectors Club, which we will almost undoubtedly find out about at Hascon. We'll find out in about another month or so, fingers crossed.